Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hi, and welcome. Welcome to an hour of, well, I could say mind power, because common sense goes a long way to making life easier. But how about mouth power? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're going to be discussing today. My doctor friend is Dr. Zybak. He is a man that has a passion for dentistry, making sure that not only will you have pearly whites, but also that you're going to have excellent health because of good dental care. I'm going to welcome Dr. Zybak to the show. Dr. Zybak, hello.
Thank you, Donna, for having me.
You're quite an interesting man because not everybody will get excited over the idea of sticking their hands in somebody's mouth and probing around. And I'm often intrigued with people who decide to go into the arena of dentistry. But it is a real... It's an incredible arena, and good dental health is so important to our overall physical well-being. For you, Dr. Zybak, you really found there was a destiny with this. It's sort of as if your dad chose dentistry for you. Is that correct?
Well, it was a combination of people, but, you know, I always, my father means a lot to me, and I value his guidance in life, and he basically, just like you can do with any of your children, you can almost, like, kind of steer them in the right direction, and he kind of did that, and he made me more aware that I like to work with my hands, and I like to help people, and dentistry gave that to me.
Now, you have acquired quite an education. In fact, this is something for you, being in the area of dentistry, that's an ongoing process. And I have known different people in the medical field through the years, and one man that I knew was a dental surgeon, and he was quite renowned for his skills at being able to rebuild people's faces because of maybe injuries, wounds from war or what have you. And it really is quite an art as well as a very refined skill. Cosmetic dentistry has been something that's been of tremendous interest to you. You're a licensed general dentist in the state of Illinois and also the advanced cosmetic dentistry. You've got master's degrees. You've got degrees in something that I had not heard of, and it's called Lumineers, Invisalign, and laser surgery. Let's go into Lumineers. What is it, first of all? Why is it beneficial? And who can benefit from it?
Okay. Lumineers is one of the latest in cosmetic dentistry. We have a big center here in Chicago called the Zybak Center for Dentistry. And it all began, obviously, with my patients. They want to know more information. And it was so much new stuff in dentistry that I had to, obviously, write this book. And one of the biggest products that is emerging in our practice is called Lumineers. And the reason for that is patient nowadays, they like to get a beautiful smile and be as least invasive procedure as possible. That being said, Lumineers offer that. It requires minimal, if any, drilling on the teeth. It gives them a permanently white smile. It gives them straight teeth. It changes the shape of their teeth to what we call the Hollywood smile with minimal, if any, drilling on their teeth. So it makes it a more comfortable procedure. It takes two visits. One visit, it's almost like porcelain that's placed on top of teeth. So it's a form of veneer. However, the difference between that and the conventional veneers is the fact that with Lumineers, you basically are able to place the Lumineers over the teeth.
Hello, doctor?
Yes, over the teeth.
Okay.
And basically requires minimal, if any, drilling, and that's very attractive to these patients.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your book, which you've put out, which is beautifully done, by the way, The Hidden Truth Behind Beautiful Smiles, you obviously take your own medicine, so to speak, because you have a very nice array of teeth. But these modern methods of dentistry, when you think back to the old Wild West movies where they would talk about a barber pulling teeth, I mean, that's horrific. Most people are just almost paranoid about going to the dentist. They just absolutely dread it. And in today's world of dentistry, there has been, as you said, some tremendous strides. Now, a smile, healthy teeth and a smile are very, very important. Dental health is often a signal about the well-being of an individual. There are certain points of information about dental conditioning with people that can often be a precursor to, let's say, heart conditions and other things. And I've known a number of people that have had major problems with their teeth that ended up with heart problems. Have you noticed a correlation like this yourself? Is there an understanding of this in the arena of dentistry that you can get a readout on a person's physiological wellness due to the condition of their teeth?
Absolutely. There's a huge link not just to heart disease. There's a huge link to diabetes, low birth weight, children, and so on. But the heart condition is and link is one of the biggest ones because it's the most obviously the most life-threatening. When a patient doesn't go to the dentist regularly every 6 months, there will plaque and calculus, which becomes calculus, will develop on their teeth and on their gum line. Now, as we know, in your mouth, you have a lot of blood vessels, and the plaque can travel through your blood vessels and can actually cause plaque through your arteries, which eventually can cause blockage and so on. And this is where the correlation comes in. Your mouth is connected to the rest of your body. So if you have a healthy mouth, you're also contributing to a healthy body.
I know that some of the biggest challenges that dentists have found themselves facing are working with individuals that don't pay attention to their wellness. And one of, I think, the scariest things I've ever seen was the pictures of mouths of people who were addicted to certain drugs and what it did to the inside of the mouth, to their teeth. People that have an array of different physiological demonstrations. And I look at that and I go, my goodness, how in the world can you even deal with that? I mean, people that are involved with all of this. But as you said, it's a big indicator of a person's wellness. And you decided you wanted to become a whole doctor in the arena of dentistry. In your words, what is a whole doctor that is involved in dentistry? How would you describe yourself?
It's basically trying to figure out what's, rather than fixing the problem, trying to figure out what's causing this issue. For example, a patient can come to me with no enamel on their teeth, and the way to fix it is by putting veneers and Lumineers and nice, beautiful crowns, or if they have missing teeth, put implants. But if you don't go ahead and stop and step back and say, what's the cause of this? For example, I have patients all the time. I have models coming to our office. And some of these patients, when they're coming to our office, you see, society is so strict on them that they have to maintain a certain body weight and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But their teeth is so bad. And the reason for that is, they're having bulimia, they're throwing up, they're doing things like this. And if I just step there and just fix the teeth right there and make it beautiful, those teeth are not going to last. So you have to go ahead and address what's the cause of this. This must be caused by something else. So you talk to the patient. That's why how you become a whole doctor. You don't just go ahead and say, okay, you have broken teeth, you have missing enamel, here's how we fix it. No, you sit there and you talk to the patient, you figure out, you obviously have some ideas what it could be, and you kind of like probe at those to make sure that, is this an old habit? Is this going to stop? Can we do anything to stop this from happening? Is it just acid reflux? We can give you medication for that. And this way you minimize the trauma on the enamel, on the teeth. This way when you fix something, you're keeping it more permanent rather than just a quick fix for now.
I think that it is so amazing how the mouth reflects the overall wellness of the entire body. And I'm looking, you have so many wonderful photos in your book about with different people and how with the correction of whatever condition is going on with the teeth, it makes such a difference. And I have in front of me one of the photos about a gentleman who really had not bad-looking teeth, but one of his front teeth, it almost looked like it was dead. And he said he had lost a job, and when he made the investment of having the Lumineers, having his teeth corrected, he was hired within a short period of time. I don't think we realize how much of an impact that has on the visual effect of our presenting ourselves. What do your teeth look like? And there's just this response. And I know certain people, for example, the English, are notorious for having bad teeth. And just very irregular teeth, very tiny mouths many times. And their teeth would need to be pulled, some of them. And to have a good-looking mouth with attractive teeth was really a major job for them. And it's amazing how when you don't have a nice-looking mouth, when you have teeth that are dirty, I think of a woman that I was talking with just the other day, and all of a sudden I looked at her, and she's a very heavy smoker, and her teeth were a hideous, hideous color because of the nicotine. And I looked at them, and they were sort of irregular. Now, this woman is an older lady, and so she perhaps doesn't even care anymore. But I think of how many people are not cognizant of the difference that this makes. It also has an effect with their bite, with the digestion of their food. Let's talk about that for a minute, because it really is important.
Well, what I'm about to tell you, it's probably no surprise. I mean, we live in a competitive work era. We live in a society nowadays that judges us. In an era in which consciously or unconsciously, appearance plays a significant role in how we form opinions of others. You know, if they're trustworthy, if they're dependable, if they're skilled, if they're intelligent, if you want them to be part of your life, if you want to marry them, if you want to hire them. And that's basically the example that you just gave. You saw the person, you saw this, okay, she has dirty teeth, she has this, and she could be one of the wealthiest people, one of the most intelligent people. But appearance and a smile plays such a crucial role, because the first thing you see in somebody is their smile, is when they smile. And that's going to tell you if they take care of themselves and so on and so on. So it is a huge, in our Chicago practice, it is a huge, huge, I tell you, 9-10 out of my patients come to me to give them a beautiful smile. 10% are coming in for toothaches and stuff like that, and they want to, you know, the average dentistry. And so it just showed me that things have been shifting to more all about give me a better looking smile, make me look better. Things are becoming more shifting to that. You'll be surprised how many patients come in with cavities on their back teeth. And the first thing they want is, make my front look good. Make my front teeth. Make my smile look good. I'll worry about the back teeth later. It's unfortunate that it's become that way. But we, the dental professional, we need to go ahead and say, address it and address them, the things that obviously can cause medical concern and can put them in the hospital. It can be more of an emergency. And then get to the areas that are important to them, you know, stabilize everything and then give them the smile that they want.
Now, let's talk about whitening of teeth, because as you've said, and I think especially in the last 10 years, this has really reached monumental levels, partially, I think, because of television advertising. and the idea that everything has to be sparkling white, and there's been a lot of jokes about it, that anymore having normal colored teeth, whatever that may be, really is not necessarily desirable, that when you smile, you want to have this sunbeam coming out of your mouth. And I just chuckle because of all the different jokes that I hear. But the whitening of the teeth, and it's not necessarily going to do what people expect it to do. There are some people I know of African background that they naturally have this, what I call this very white color to their teeth. There are others that have very yellow teeth. And dependent on genetic backgrounds of individuals, you'll have these various shades of color. And, of course, if someone smokes a lot, like I mentioned the lady earlier, the nicotine stains teeth terribly. Teeth and coffee can stain teeth. Let's talk about this whitening process, because I've heard some stories about people trying to use this so much that it actually causes damage to the teeth. And not everybody's going to get that sparkling, pure, puritanical white, I guess you'd call it. It's not going to happen. Tell us a little bit about the whitening process and what works and what doesn't.
Okay, absolutely. This is actually a huge debate with dentists and dental professionals and amongst a lot of that you see nowadays popping up, salons and in the mall, whitening and all these things. I'm sure the kiosks that you've been seeing. You said that you mentioned a very great point where basically you see that the whitening can damage your teeth, and that is absolutely correct. And how that works is basically the problem with people who are not dental professionals or who don't know what a cavity is or what gum disease is they'll just put the whitening on your teeth, and they're not able, and then it can make the situation worse. So here's where the dentist comes in. The dentist will evaluate your teeth, make sure before he even applies any bleaching solution in your teeth, that your teeth are healthy. That's number one in the process. And that's how, number one, you're going to be able to avoid any, if you rub in your teeth, or you're going to make things worse, or you end up getting an infection, or number one, evaluate the teeth to make sure the patient is suitable for teeth whitening, and that entails a thorough dental exam prior to getting any bleaching solution placed on your teeth. The second step is you basically block out any gum tissue so that way the bleaching solution can work its way to the teeth alone without really hurting the gum tissue. And that can only be achieved, again, by a dental professional who's aware of it. Then the solution, whether it's hydrogen peroxide or hydrogen carbamide, it's bleaching solution that is placed over the teeth, and you allow it to stay there for a certain amount of time. And a light is placed over that to kind of, you know, there's been some indications where the light works. Some people say it doesn't, so it's another gray area. In my office, we still use a laser light, as there have been some studies that still show that, yes, it does increase the whitening process and gives better results. And that basically acts as a catalyst, in a way, to kind of activate the solution and the gel on the teeth, so that way it's removing the stains on the teeth. It normally takes about an hour. Obviously, there's different forms, like take-home, but the one where I'm talking about now is the one that's in the chair, in the office, dental office, where it takes about an hour. And then the solution is taken out, and washed, the teeth are washed and cleaned, and basically the patient has a white teeth within an hour. Now, depending on the patient's enamel and the porosity and so on, and what type of, if it's intrinsic staining versus extrinsic staining, like, for example, some people may have tetracycline stained teeth. Well, that's not going to really, bleaching is not going to really do a good job to that, because that's intrinsic, that's within the tooth inside. So your teeth are always going to stay kind of gray. What I'm talking about is the average staining that as a result of coffee drinking, tea drinking, wines, things like that, smoking, that's all going to be removed with the bleaching process. So again, in the right hand, bleaching will not cause any harm if it's done by the dental professional. What you're talking about is when these patients end up taking shortcuts and going to salons or things like kiosks in the mall, a person who doesn't have any knowledge of dental decay or so on, and they're just applying solutions on the teeth to whiten the patient's smile and then causing other issues as a result of it.
It's a real area to investigate. And I wanted to also chat about Invisalign. I'm seeing more and more commercials on television regarding this, and I think it is a phenomenal invention, because it enables people to not have to use mental braces if it works for them. And those braces have always been unbelievably difficult for most people to handle, because when you put braces on, you usually want to do it with a person that's younger. But keeping the teeth clean and being able to speak well, because often they get in the way of the tongue when you're trying to communicate. And for so many people for so many years, we're very grateful that we had them, because the teeth could be straightened. But the Invisalign is really quite amazing. And you had a fabulous story in your book about a man who was suffering excruciating headaches. Tell us how this enabled this gentleman to literally get rid of his headaches.
Absolutely. I tell you something, Donna. Invisalign is a very sophisticated procedure and a very sophisticated technology that I'm so glad that it's been brought to the era of dentistry. Today the best dentists practicing cosmetic dentistry are like artists. They provide mm-hmm. their patients with a variety of means to elevate their smiles through the use of the latest sophisticated dental procedures and dental technology available today. And Invisalign is one of those. And the way this works is, it's not just straightening your teeth. It basically takes a mold of your teeth, and it's computer generated. This is a company run by engineers that have brought on orthodontic staff and dentists on staff to come up with this great technology. And what it does is, they kind of look at point A to point Z, and how can they move, it's like a jigsaw puzzle, let's move this tooth here first in order to get that tooth to that side. Let's move this tooth first, bring it in, move this one to the right. It's almost like, it's like a puzzle, how to go ahead and which tooth needs to be moved first in order to get everything a nice curvature, a nice straight alignment. Now, a lot of people don't understand that having a straight smile is not just a cosmetic procedure. It's actually also, it helps with your joint. There's something out there called PMJ disorder. And if your bite is misaligned, it can contribute to that. You'll have popping and clicking. And that's all, as a result, part of it also of having a bad bite. And Invisalign will correct that. Part of having a bad bite will cause headaches, because your jaw is not touching at the same time. Your right and left side teeth are not touching at the same time. You're having more stress on one joint than another joint. That's all going to contribute to muscles. That's basically opening your mouth and closing your mouth. And it's going to put strain on them. And these muscles are attached from your jaw to your head and to your skull. And when you put stress on those, it's going to end up and result in headaches, and more than just headaches, deviation, popping, and discomfort, waking up at night, sleep apnea. All these things can result from having a bad bite, PMJ disorder. So if you fix the bite, you're getting braces, which is Invisalign. It's a form of braces, clear braces, and that's so popular nowadays, because people want to straighten their teeth, and they're so self-conscious that people, who's going to see? I'm 30 years old. I'm 35. I'm 40 years old. I'm getting braces right now. Well, Invisalign became a solution for that, even for teens. They're so self-conscious that they want to straighten their teeth, have a beautiful smile, without anyone noticing that some work is getting done on them.
Mm-hmm.
Invisalign achieves that. It achieves that. It achieves it faster than conventional braces. It is the latest thing. I love it. Obviously, there are still some cases that we still have to resort to conventional when the case is very severe. However, mm-hmm. it is not the patient's decision sometimes to think that this is a severe case, because some of patients come in, they think that they're not a candidate for Invisalign, you look at the case, you go, no, this is not what we're looking at. Your case is actually easy because it's considered easy or considered acceptable for Invisalign to do. So there are certain criteria that it has that makes Invisalign not suitable for certain patients. And the only way to be able to tell that is by obviously going to an Invisalign certified dentist. But yes, it's all correlated. You fix your smile with the braces, but you're also fixing your bite. That's going to alleviate a lot of headaches, a lot of bite issues, a lot of popping in your joints, a lot of things that can actually cause your teeth to fracture. If your teeth are positioned in the wrong place, you can end up having crowns in the future and root canals because your teeth are going to fracture because you're not biting on the long axis of the tooth and so on. And Invisalign will correct the position of the tooth to where it needs to be. And that's what's nice about it. And what's really beautiful about it that I love is you get to show the patient on a computer module how their teeth are going to progress from point A to point Z, how their teeth are going to look in a month, how their teeth are going to look in 6 months. And I just love the fact that the technology allows that visual to see the strength of it, the sophistication of this technology.
Well, Dr. Zybeck, I think your book, The Hidden Truth Behind Beautiful Smiles, we've covered some aspects that you have written about, but also you, for those of you that are listening that may have children in your environment, he goes into the health of children's teeth, the baby teeth, how very important they are, and how important nutrition is overall. He discusses the benefits of chiropractic work, of hyperbaric oxygen therapy, what, you know, water, what that does for wellness, gum disease. His book is quite comprehensive and loaded with all kinds of photographs, before and after images that I think make one aware that if, when you look in the mirror and you see your teeth not in balance and maybe you need some dental work and you think, well, I just have to put it off, or this is the way it is and I shouldn't bother with it, you need to know that this is information for your wellness and making you feel better about yourself. It is not vanity. It actually contributes to your physiological well-being in the big picture. Now, Dr. Zybeck has a website. You go to Dr. Zybeck, and that's drzaibak.com. And Dr. Zybeck, I want to thank you so much for being with us. I know you have a very busy schedule there in Chicago. And I'm very impressed with this book. I think it's marvelous.
Thank you very much, Donna. I mean, one of the main reasons I wrote this book was, you know, I wanted to inform the patient what's the latest in cosmetic dentistry. How, you know, there's a lot of books out there in cosmetic dentistry, a lot of books on plastic surgery. But I felt like there isn't a book out there that addresses how everything is correlated, how your jaw can affect everywhere else, how having a bad back. It's like almost a holistic dentistry book.
Mm-hmm.
But it brings the latest in cosmetic dentistry, which is what I love doing and what I'm known for here in Chicago. It helps you basically find how to pick the best cosmetic dentist for you. It tells you the pros and cons of various cosmetic procedures, what you need to know before undergoing any cosmetic dental procedure, you know, what to ask, what questions to ask and look for before you choose your cosmetic dentist. And I feel like it's a needed resource for my patients to know. Even before they come to me. So
I agree.
I appreciate your candor in allowing your listeners to hear about this.
It's my pleasure. Check out his website, drzaibak.com, and that's drzaibak.com. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got a lot of good things to share with you. So stay around. Keep us company. This is Donna. I'll be back in just a moment.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance your physical needs with your busy schedule is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors. A bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. It can be used anytime, anywhere. First thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. And as a weight loss appetite control. Only top of the line and no genetically modified ingredients are used. No caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon or squatsponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding amino muscle snack time by visiting Amazon.com or squatsponge.com. Visit Amazon.com or squatsponge.com for more information.
We see it every day. Courts overflowing with frivolous lawsuits. People losing all of their assets simply because they were unprepared. The best defense against unscrupulous predators and creditors is a good offense. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes and from all over the world create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Think asset protection is only for the wealthy? Think again. Our Cover Your Assets strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Industry leader Corporate Direct is owned and operated by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can tailor a CYA plan for you. That's CYA, Cover Your Assets, with Corporate Direct. 1-800-600-1760. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open, 888-627-6008. For those of you that are first-time listeners, just know all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, you're welcome to ask me, after I give you information about yourself, what's going on in your life, you're welcome to ask me about anything that is of importance to you. Well, the lineup that is going to be coming up next week, I know you all are going to be having an absolutely awesome holiday, not a holiday weekend, but for many of you, you're enjoying graduations, and there is so much happening this time of the month for so many people. Well, next week we're going to be talking with Timothy Thomas, head trash. Ooh, do you ever have that monkey mind experience? How can you get rid of it? By monkey mind, I mean all kinds of unnecessary mental stuff. It's just head trash. And it gabs, 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 gabs. Well, we're going to figure out how we can work with that on Monday. And then we are going to go into the unknown. And what is that unknown? A secret journey to the planet Serpo. Lynn Cast is going to be my guest. Documentation of individuals that have done already interplanetary travel? Is that possible? We'll find out. And then 21 things you need to know about diabetes and your feet. Now, this is something that often is not given too much attention to. And the reason I feel it's important is I know what that can do. I had a member of our family, well, who had diabetes, ending up with gangrene and dying from the gangrene effect on the body. So this is very important, and it all started with her feet. The Lost Season, Jeffrey Beers, a coach and a bartender. You're going to have to tune in and find out more about this story. And then how to be a great dad no matter what kind of father you had. Keith Zephron is the gentleman that we're going to be sharing some time with. Of course, Father's Day will be that following Sunday, and I think it's good that we're able to chat about dads because they are so important in this experience of life. And I think anything we can do to be supportive of them or to make men aware that they don't have to be a negative image. They don't have to be copycats of what maybe they don't want to be. They can really be the total and complete person they want to be in the right way. So that's our lineup for next week. And, of course, you can always tap the show information button and read about the people that are upcoming on the Donna Siebel Show. With Dr. Zybeck today, one of the things that I wanted to share with you was about some information for those of you that like to use candies, gums, anything that has a substitute for sugar in it. This is something I honestly was not aware of. Now, I'm not a big, I don't chew a lot of gum. That's something that just doesn't work for me. But I find reading packages is so important. It is absolutely critical, whether it's for candy or it is food of any kind, bread, you know, of any kind. I mean, it's just amazing what we must pay attention to. And there is a sugar substitute called xylitol, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L. Now, this is not something that I have had much information on. And this is found naturally, in the fibers of many vegetables, grains, fruits. It's in corn husks, mushrooms, oats, and all kinds of berries. Now, this is something in the natural state, natural foods. It's good. It helps to keep plaque at bay. It's very, very good. Now, why is this the case? Well, when sugars and other carbohydrates, when you eat them, they produce an acidic situation in the mouth, and often they will lower the pH of the mouth, lower than what is considered normal, 5.7. So this can contribute to what they use the term demineralization of your tooth enamel, and of course, then that creates an opportunity for cavities. Now, the pH of the balance, when the xylitol products are used, goes above 5.7. It reduces the erosion of enamel and improves the remineralization of the teeth. Now, you think about that in the natural form. That's good. You think about sugar cane that used to be eaten. Kids used to chew on that. And the Polynesian people had some of the most gorgeous teeth you could ever imagine, never had cavities. And they ate as much sugar cane as they wanted to. Well, that is because it was in that state. Now, in the natural state, it actually holds back growth of bacteria. So it's very good. Now, when you have this in your food naturally, it is very, very good. It really, really helps. And this is something that is marvelous to use. So be aware that this is something you may want to read up on and read up on the benefits in the natural foods and include those in your own diet as much as possible, because that is going to empower the wellness of your teeth. So you're going to see a lot of this in different products. And that's because it is perceived as something that's really going to be beneficial, and they're going to be putting it in, they already are, putting it in candies and gums of different types. But be aware, the better state is a natural state. So many times when we get into this thing of, gee, it's more is better. Not necessarily so. And sometimes when you have items in concentrated amounts, it may prove to be detrimental rather than beneficial. But check it out for yourself. It's a very interesting item that I had very little information about, and I'll keep my eyes open for more information that I can share with you. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz, 888-627-6008. Now, if you're interested in finding out about products that you can try risk-free, and oh my goodness, every time I walk into a store, contrary to many people's attitudes, I am so grateful for the diversity. I really am, because what works for one person may not work for another, whether it is food, a cosmetic, it can be medications, it doesn't make any difference. Now, there's a lot of manufacturers out there that would love to have you try their products for free. All they ask you to do is give your honest opinion of the products in reviews. Now, you can go to social networking sites, you can sign up for freebies at the following website, BizAgent, B like boy, ZZ like zebra, agent.com. There's a couple of other amazingproducts.tv.ihpt.opinioninsight.com. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? And then also utzsnacks.com/youropinion.asp. Exclamation point. So there's all kinds of places that you can find out. And if you're one of those individuals that just loves to keep the fingers flying over the keyboard when you're on the internet, just check out different things. Also, there are people that are out there trying to promote new products. There are so many innovative individuals, companies wanting to give great deals on brand new products because they want people to try them. So if you see a new cookie, any kind of item, go to a manufacturer's website or check out a Sunday newspaper because you might find a good coupon available, and they usually offer a real big discount. And you know what? They might even send you some trial sizes just for the heck of it. They want you to try their product. They want you not just to try it, but eventually to buy it if it's something that really, really is a joy for you to use. Donna Sebo here, 888-627-6008. Frogs. We don't realize how significant they are to the environment, but I've got some froggy information that I thought I would share with you. We're going to go back 2,000 years ago to Plutarch. He was a Roman historian. And he witnessed a rain of toads so prolific that these toads were hopping all over housetops. Now, Plutarch recorded this over 2,000 years ago. Well, actually, that has happened more than once. That's right. Those froggy critters have dropped out of the sky more than once. And there's a big mystery about this. Why? I mean, what in the world goes on? Well, Plutarch's record, I guess, is the earliest one. But here are some various experiences in different parts of the world. On June 29th, 1979, in Komotini, Greece, they had thousands and thousands of frogs that came out of the sky. They had so many falling out of the sky that traffic was brought to a standstill. Those froggy critters were all over everything, totally documented. Also in 1979, in Bedford, England, a housewife found her garden and lawn carpeted in frogs and curtains of frog spawn hanging from the bushes. And we've all seen pictures of the little tadpole sacks. I mean, they're just amazing. But can you imagine, are curtains of them hanging from your bushes? How? Why? 1973, France, tens of thousands of baby toads, baby toads falling. They came out of a real strange storm. It was real freakish. And in 1922, in the French village of Chalon-sur-Saône, thousands of frogs fell out of the sky just before they had this incredible storm. And then in 1794, the Grand Guard of Napoleon soldiers, there were 150 of these men in total, were forced to leave the area in the ground they were hiding in because there was a storm that occurred and all of these toads, thousands and thousands of them, were falling on them. Yep, they didn't stay in their holes hiding very long. No. Now, what's interesting is that what was recorded is, prior to this storm that rained thousands and thousands of frogs, the day had been very hot, and there were soldiers that had stretched out a large piece of material, like an extra large handkerchief, and they caught a number of specimens, and what they found is that most of them had an elongated tail at the end, just like a tadpole has. When the storm was over, they found all kinds of these creatures in their three-cornered hats. Remember the Napoleonic era? Their hats were folded up, so it was like a triangle. And in the 1800s, an insect catcher was bombarded with toads. And he caught some, obviously, in his net. Why? Who knows? I haven't a clue. Why would they be picked up in such mass? Why would they be transported through a storm? What is the trigger that has created this unique phenomenon for over 2,000 years? It's another mystery. Think you can solve it? This is Donna Sebo. I'm going to be taking a break when I come back. Phone lines are open. Give me a buzz at 888-627-6008. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Do you have a product or service that you would like people to know about? Internet radio is a powerful medium that can assist you in reaching people who like to shop online and pass by electronic word of mouth information about you, your products, and or services. The Donna Sebo Show reaches around the world, and you can be part of that enterprising network. For more information, contact Vision Broadcasting via Donna at DelphiInternational.com.
Or call 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
If you are an author and would like to be a guest on the Donna Sebo Show, please send a review copy of your publication along with a press release to the Donna Sebo Show, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington 98497. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for your material to be reviewed. Again, the address to send your material to is The Donna Sebo Show, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. Have you ever had a paranormal experience, such as seeing a ghost, having precognitive dreams, out-of-body experiences, or other happenings? If so, Donna would like to hear from you. She's putting together a book of 100 stories from people who would like to tell their story. If you'd like to submit yours, send an email to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Again, send your story to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Be sure to include your contact information as well. Thank you.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. I wanted to share a story with you today about a young woman who had an experience that she transformed into, would have been considered a very negative one, into a very positive one. And there's a quote by Scott Hamilton that I wanted to share with you. And he said, "The only disability in life is a bad attitude." Well, this young lady, Kendall, must have heard that quote at some time because she really, I think, represents the best of what that quote stands for. 29 years of age, she ends up in the hospital, and she has no memory of anything that had happened, and she was involved in a very, very bad accident. And in this accident in the hospital, when she came out of it, they told her she was paralyzed, just totally paralyzed. The doctors said after examining her, they felt that in the accident, she had jerked her head so hard that she'd snapped her neck. Her spinal cord was almost completely severed, and she was paralyzed from the shoulders down. And this is very, very difficult for her mother to be able to even tell her about. I mean, this is quite a traumatic thing. And Kendall just said, "I just find it hard to believe that I'll never be able to walk again," because she was very, very active, extremely active. And in 2 weeks after the accident, she was transferred to a rehab facility to learn how to live as a quadriplegic. And she said, "Can't is just not in my vocabulary. It never has been. I don't accept it. I am not accepting that I am going to be totally unable to do anything. Well, therapist did what they always do. They exercised the body, her arms, her legs. But Kendall started immediately doing something when she was going through this process. She started visualizing. And she spent every moment she could mentally talking to her body, talking to the muscles in her arms, her legs, her nervous system. And at 2 months of rehab, doctors told her she could continue her therapy as an outpatient, but she wouldn't be able to live on her own. She'd need someone to bathe her, dress her, to do everything for her. And, of course, her family was very, very supportive, but she got mad. She said, I've lived on my own. I have taken care of myself, and I've got to figure out a way to be able to get my life back. So she just was not in the mood and not accepting that that was not going to be possible for her. So she got involved with various rehabilitation programs. Her family was very supportive of anything she wanted to explore. And she found out about an organization called Project Walk. This group is located in Carlsbad, California, and they have developed what they describe as a very aggressive outpatient therapy, especially for people who have suffered serious spinal cord injuries, which, of course, Kendall had. And when she found out about this, there had been some research done on the Internet, and she read all of the testimonials that people had submitted. There were men and women who had gotten very dire prognosis, just like she had. This is the way it's going to be. You're never, ever going to get out of being a quadriplegic. And she said, by golly, these people were dressing and feeding themselves. They had developed a lifestyle. They had gotten back the use of the body. Some of the people had even walked. So she had to look at this very seriously. She knew that this program was not covered by her insurance, her health insurance, which she had. She knew she'd need to rent an apartment, transportation costs, all kinds of things. But the family and friends around her said, we'll raise money. And they did. They raised $150,000. And do you know, she got into this program. It was a very difficult one. She spent 18 months. She was finally able to walk with a walker, and her upper body had become so strong that she was completely self-sufficient. She could even drive. And she's now working with other people. She has her own Project Walk in Dallas, Texas. But she said, I'm here to tell you, I'm a demonstration. I am walking the walk of proving you can come back after a very debilitating situation and reclaim your life. This is Donna Sebo. To all the Kindles in the world and to all of you, I'm so delighted you were sharing your time with me. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have an utterly magnificent weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.